It's called Song 4. It has another 16 minutes to go. Arthur Russell was born in Iowa in a town called Oskaloosa in 1952. He played music from a young age, and his mother was a cellist, and he chose to pick up that instrument I think when he was playing in the school band in his mid-teens. Iowa is smack in the middle of the Corn Belt of America. And Arthur wrote a song called In the Corn Belt, probably in the late 70s, early 80s, which is quite well known in its in a version remixed by Larry Levan, the famous DJ from the Paradise Garage. But it seemed like he wanted to get out of there pretty quickly, and he left as soon as he could at the age of 18 and moved to San Francisco, where he studied at the Conservatory of Music and also studied under a man named Ali Akbar Khan, an Indian musician. And he also lived in a Buddhist commune. And this song that we're listening to now with Peter Zumo is, and along with some of the instrumentals that we'll hear a bit later on from the most recently released Autica record, probably some of the strongest Eastern influences in the music. But I think this had the biggest, or this time of his life had the biggest effect on his lyrics, which were often simple statements or phrases repeated, and that were part of his Buddhist beliefs and moreover his philosophy about life, I think. And after this song, which is instrumental, we'll hear mostly vocal songs with cello up until 8 o'clock. He met Allen Ginsberg during his time in San Francisco and was known to accompany him on cello while Ginsberg read poetry. They would later on live together in New York City, where Arthur moved a few years later. He continued to study at the Manhattan School of Music, both in experimental and classical forms. He wrote poetry during this time. He wrote lyrics. He performed alone and with others. He began to frequent discos like The Gallery, The Loft, and The Paradise Garage. It's probably an area we'll explore next week when we hear some of Arthur's disco productions. And as I mentioned, he was relatively unsung in his life, apart from the people who he surrounded himself with in New York, I think. But the people he was involved with, many people who he worked closely with or who were part of this interesting and avant New York scene at that time, went on to greater and bigger things and recognition. And sadly, Arthur kind of didn't have the same success. One obituarist even described it as he almost vanished into his music when he died in 1992. But in his life, he performed with Laurie Anderson, played drums. He arranged horns for Talking Heads. He had involvement with Allen Ginsberg and, of course, Larry Levan and many other people. Ernie Brooks from the Modern Lovers. And there is actually a band called Arthur's Landing, which is like a reunion band, and they performed last year at St. Mark's Church concert. I'm not exactly sure where that is, although I'm pretty sure it's not St. Mark's Church here in Fitzroy. That band is Peter Zumo, who's playing on this song we're listening to now, Steve Hall, Mustafa Ahmed, and Ernie Brooks of the Modern Lovers. And they're working on some other stuff now, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and whether they are playing compositions of Arthur's that we've never heard before. I'm going to stop yakking and let you hear the last 7 minutes of this song. Arthur Russell and Peter Zumo, song 4. You're on Max Headroom on 3RRR. Thank you. Although New York is well documented as a hotbed of music and art in the 70s and 80s, it's still quite fascinating to think about what that time might have been like to live and work and breathe in that town. And much has been written about the downtown scene. Artists like John Cale, Steve Reich, Yoko Ono, Andy Warhol, Philip Glass, Sonic Youth and John Zorn were all involved in this, a loose grouping of musicians and artists who worked in a way that they described as without any constraints. And it was quite a vital time for punk rock and disco as well. Venues like CBGB's and bands like Suicide, The Ramones and Television. And then on the disco side of things, The Loft and The Gallery and Paradise Garage. Institutions that are seminal in the birth of, or the furthering of disco and then onto the birth of house music. Seems like there weren't really many boundaries at this time, and in some ways the forms kind of merged. Although you probably wouldn't describe Arthur Russell's music as punk, I think that the experimental nature of his output and his processes definitely fit into the ethos of that movement, which was constantly seeking to innovate. And that's the end of Song 4 by Peter Zumo and Arthur Russell. We're going to hear a song now from the collection reissued by Philip Glass in 1994 called Another Thought. This is called This Is How We Walk on the Moon. Sorry, this is See-Through. See-Through Love.
Sins and gives our name, agreed to grow up with him, yeah. initial suppose aware a good time floating where so much of the kind of love that I only find from murder. Kind of art that I can only have a imagination. We are so seen through learning, seen through some ending. We are seen through you. Each step is moving, it's moving me up. Moving, it's moving me up. Every step is moving me up.
each step is moving, it's moving me. Every step moving me up,
and so far
it's moving me up. His friends.
Simply called track 15's Track taken from the First Thought, Best Thought collection released by Audica Records earlier this year, which is out as a double CD or some kind of limited edition vinyl, collecting together some recordings pre-1983 from Arthur Russell, along with various other musicians, such as Ernie Brooks and Mustafa Ahmed and Steve Hall and Peter Zumo. And, all instrumental and kind of quite almost filmic, some of them. And it's an interesting sort of side to Arthur's work that I don't think a lot of people really knew existed, but sort of reflects his classical background and also probably a bit of an insight into the world of music that he concentrated on more than the disco productions he was better known for. Arthur had a good relationship with Rough Trade Records, sort of closer to the end of his life, between 1986 and 1992, when he passed away. And I thought I might read you a quote from Jeff Travis, who was the head of Rough Trade Records. Not sure if he still is or if he was at that time, but I'll just tell you what we heard. Heard a short song from the World of Echo collection called She's the Star. And the two songs before that, This Is How We Walk on the Moon and See Through Love, were both taken from a collection called Another Thought, which came out on Philip Glass's Point Records in 1994, just 2 years after Arthur Russell passed away. And they're beautiful songs, and it's a kind of hard-to-find compilation these days. It's long out of print, which is unfortunate. You can find it if you ferret around eBay or various other places like that. But good luck tracking it down. This is Jeff Travis. Arthur was someone who affected me deeply. He had a vision of what he was trying to do that he never gave up. He was a downtown poet. He was a disco kid. How marvelous to try and combine those two disparate strands. If you listen to Wild Combination with its beautiful melody and wistful melancholic yearning, Arthur's lovely Brazilian croon and the beat driving it all, you get a sense of Arthur. He was proud that celebrated producer John Hammond had scouted him, and proud of the influence of his records in the clubs of New York. I think Arthur was a small-town country kid that turned the big city on its head. He may be unsung, but he was a musical hero and an innovator to me. He passed into my orbit and we had some great musical conversations, but I never really knew him to the extent I would have liked. I will never forget the boat ride we took around Staten Island, Arthur making me listen through headphones to the latest thing he was working on, while the sun skimmed over the water. Sadly, at this time, Arthur was very ill. That was from Jeff Travis, head of Rough Trade Records, who have partnered with Audica Records in re-releasing The World of Echo, and also Calling Out of Context, which was the album that Arthur was working on when he passed away. And you can hear that it's a work in progress, but still some beautiful songs. But enough from me. If you've just tuned in, it's Max Headroom from 7 till 8 on 3RRR. My name's Declan. I'm doing a special on cellist, disco producer, composer Arthur Russell. And here's one of his best-known songs called A Little Lost.
That could be an understatement. Oh, now I hope that I have paid the cost. Think that they go on by enough. Call on you, cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought. On the ocean surf, I'll have to pull myself together. Now it's harder, I'm not on my turf. It's me and those big old waves rolling in. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. Now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought. It's so unfinished. Our love affair of voice in me is telling me to run away. I hope your feelings is undiminished. I hope you need someone in your life, someone like me, 'cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. Now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought.
Backseat.
sunlight. Make it shine in the moonlight. I need the sunlight. Make it shine. The same time that they were letting go, they were kissing. They were kissing. They were kissing. Dry eyed and sad. Dry eyes and water. Dry eyes and now they're taking off, and now they're, yeah, they're taking off, and then they're taking off, and now they're taking off.
It's All Boy, All Girl by Arthur Russell. The last few songs we've heard have been from a record called World of Echo, which was long unavailable until a couple of years ago. It was re-released by Rough Trade and Nautica. The last few songs are from that Wax the Van before All Boy, All Girl, Lucky Cloud. And we started off that bracket with a beautiful song called Another Thought. It's guitar and cello and Arthur singing. Very simple and beautiful words in his songs, and really it's really sort of, it's really touched me over the years as I've listened to his music. And the first things I knew of him were his disco productions, which are still feature the cello and the singing, but I guess are more dance floor oriented. And then as I explored more and more into his music, I discovered that actually this sort of simple and heartfelt cello and voice was probably what he was more on about or more interested in doing. And it's a great quote about World of Echo. And that is, World of Echo is exactly what it purports to be, an ethereal landscape of sound, cellos and basses cranked through effect units, punctuated by Russell's singing, which occasionally lurches into cathartic moaning. With works like this and the dance music he made, he was taking a repetitive form to match his words and playing in the hope of redefining what people perceived as pop music. And that's again from Jeff Travis of Rough Trade Records, and I think goes a long way to explaining what Arthur was about. He wanted this merger of classical composition with pop songs. And in the liner notes to World of Echo, which I won't read out, but if you've enjoyed these songs, you can track that down. It's available. And I thought we'd hear a couple more songs from that record before we finish up at 8 o'clock. And this is a two-part special on Arthur Russell. We'll conclude next week, Thursday the 14th, from 7 till 8. So I hope you can tune in then, and we'll be focusing more on the sort of avant disco and more beat-driven side of Arthur Russell's work next week, and also be playing segments from apparently the only existing interview he ever gave, which is from American College Radio. Woody McDonald from the Wigwam Bam show here on Triple R has been kind enough to loan me that interview, so I'm going to go through it and have a listen in the coming week and find some stuff to play. So, I hope you can tune in. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Anthony Carew. So do stay tuned. But for now, a couple more from World of Echo. This one's called Answers Me. You're on 3 Triple R.
Baby, light goes where the audience go. Baby, light goes where the audience go. Baby, are you talking?
Arthur Russell with Being It. And we also heard Answers Me from the World of Echo record. It's just about brought us up to the end of Max Headroom for this Thursday evening. I think Arthur's had a somewhat trance-like effect on me because I totally got my days the round way wrong. Now, I saw Anthony Carew here in the studio next to me and assumed that he was coming on to do his show, but of course he presents the International Pop Underground on Wednesday nights here on Triple R. And it's Neil coming up with the Australian Mood at 8 o'clock. So do stay tuned. And I'll be back next week with the second edition of this Arthur Russell special. I do hope you can tune in and that you've enjoyed the last 55 minutes of music. I'm quite honoured to be able to present all this music in one big, giant hit. It's kind of like a big Arthur Russell feast. So I'll leave you with a taste of what we're going to have next week, which is probably the more disco-oriented end of his work. This is a track called Hop On Down, and it came out a couple of years ago on Audica Records, a collection called Calling Out of Context, which collected together tracks that were going to be Arthur Russell's album for Rough Trade, but it remained unfinished at the time of his death in 1992. As I mentioned, we'll hear from that interview next week as well, so yes, I'll see you then, and enjoy. Everywhere, having a good time.
Chilly morning, looking for one.